Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Benedict Cumberbatch, by the way, believes parents could buy their sons dolls' houses to change their behaviour patterns and help stop them growing up as sexually predatory men. It's a bit of a jump, isn't it, from a doll's house? But whatever. The Sherlock actor has called for mothers and fathers to branch out from buying their boys trucks and stereotypical toys to ensure they don't end up with toxic masculinity traits. So buying a boy's toy is going to make him toxic. That's a bit of a step, for a bit of a leap, isn't it? Anyway, I mean, I used to have guns and toys and cars and trucks and all those things when I was a boy, little boy. I'm not riddled with toxic masculinity. Yeah. I don't want to talk about these comments in particular because I do believe it's a ridiculous statement to say allowing boys to play with girls' toys will stop them from displaying toxic masculinity traits. But it does bring up a topic about gender-specific toys. And there are many people out there who think that toys should not be labelled, but the fact are that they have been for decades. Dolls like Barbies and so on are regarded to be girls' toys. G.I. Joes or Action Man are seen to be boys' toys. You know, guns and, well, do they still sell guns and holsters? That's what they used to sell in my day. Anyway, you know, there are, if you walk into, you know, Smith's Toys or any of the big toy shops, Toy Master, they still around yet? There, yeah. If you walk into any of those big toy shops, around, you know, what you'll see is things that are specifically targeted towards girls, like, you know, making bracelets and stuff like that, will normally have a picture of a girl on it. You know, making a little bracelet for her arm. And then things that are, you know, building things and stuff like that for boys with hammers and drills, little plastic hammers and drills, obviously, will have a picture of a boy. And that's just always the way it's been. But they believe that's not the right thing to do, that we should have a girl on the construction kit and a little boy making bracelets for himself. In other words, trying to bring out the feminine side in little boys and maybe the masculine side in little girls, which I personally believe is bonkers. But anyway, or maybe, for example, I mean, I don't know, if you have a young son and he asks for a Barbie doll, would you allow him to have it? I wouldn't have a problem with that, by the way. If I had a son and he wanted a Barbie doll, I'd get him a Barbie doll if that's what he wanted. I wouldn't be out encouraging it now. I wouldn't be bringing him into Smith's and saying, come on over here and look at those girls' toys. Come on, you know, get away from the boys' toys. Get over there and get a look at the girls' ones. Anyway, or maybe he has a little sister and takes a liking to her dolls. Would you try and take them away from him? I mean, I want to put yourself in this situation. You have a six-year-old son and you bought him an Action Man and toy trucks for his birthday. And he starts playing with his sister's Barbie and takes a shine to it. He brushes her hair and asks, could he get some new clothes for it? I mean, he brings it to his room and cuddles it at night. Would you discourage him from doing that? Or do you see absolutely nothing wrong with it? I mean, I'm all for gender equality, and I would hope that most people are. But the fact is, as far as I'm concerned, men and women, girls and boys, will always be different. And they will always have different likes and dislikes. But I don't know. I mean, do you think gender-specific toys should be banned? Toys that are gender specific, in other words, that have pictures of boys and girls on the boxes, etc., or are targeted towards boys or girls. You're not going to see, generally speaking, you know, a toy truck, remote control truck, like, which are deadly, aren't they? You're not going to see on the box a picture of a girl, most likely. The same way is if it's something for making necklaces or bracelets or, you know, dolls, clothes or something like that, you're probably going to see a girl on the box. I don't see a big deal in that. That's just the way boys and girls are made, isn't it? Although some people don't agree with me. They believe it's nurture, not nature, and all that kind of crack, isn't it? So, I mean, yeah, somebody just said I'm sick of all this now. Yeah, I kind of get sick of it too. I do, really do. This gender crap, he says. Look, if your little boy wants to play with a washing machine or an iron or, you know, a Barbie doll or whatever it happens to be, something that you would normally have been stereotypically female, fire away, let him do it. Let him bring out his little feminine side. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But this idea that suddenly, you know, there won't be sexual predators out there if we let boys play with Barbie dolls is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But anyway, maybe you agree with it. Do you think gender-specific toys should be banned? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Why can't we just let kids be kids? I mean, what's wrong with Action Man? I mean, why can't we just leave that to the lads? You know? Oh, people are going mad. He says, nah, you're going to trigger people today. I don't care if I trigger them. Benedict Cumberbatch, I had a lot of time for him. Absolutely a lot of time for him. But realistically, Benedict, this is the most ridiculous thing you've ever come out with in your life. So he says that parents could buy their sons dolls' houses to change their behaviour patterns and help stop them growing up as sexually predatory men. Have you ever anything so ridiculous in your life? I'd buy them a doll's house. That, you know, there are men out there, unfortunately, who are sexual predators. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think by buying them a doll's house when they're a child is going to make a difference to their behaviour as an adult. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe, well, look, getting away from what he said because it's clearly naughty, do you believe that buying children gender-specific toys has that much of an effect on their lives? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Karen?
Oh, I'm so sick and tired of this. Gender neutral, PC, watch what you say. I just, can we not just live and let live?
Yeah. Can you not just get, in my day, my dad would buy me like a set of guns and holsters. You don't really see that much nowadays, you know?
No.
Yeah, little Tommy guns and machine guns and everything else. And girls played with dolls. And by the way, I have no issue with a boy if he wants to play with dolls. Fire away. But I'm not saying we should be encouraging this kind of social construct of some description.
Forcing it. Like, I have a 3-year-old who is very much a, you know, a boy, a lad.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Although, if we're to believe the media over the last few months, you think that was evil or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's just... Sorry, someone with a permanent marker here.
Just somebody with a permanent marker? Is that? Are you referring to one of your children?
Yeah.
What are they drawing on, by the way? The wall?
Well, no, she's drawn Christmas pictures here for the minute. Sorry, just lost my train of thought.
No, it's okay. So, I mean, look, you have boys and girls, obviously.
I have boys and a girl,
yeah.
And, my eldest, look, he loves nothing more than, on the quiet, he'll dress up as Elsa. And he'll put the dress on and he just thinks, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
While he's dressed as Elsa, he'll be sitting playing with superheroes.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He just likes the idea of... And it's not that it's, oh, I'm in a dress and now I'm a girl. It's, I'm a character.
Yes.
He's dressing as a character.
He's role-playing,
and
yeah.
He's role-playing and it's innocent and it's grand.
It's just
and
like when I was a young fly, I'd lash on my mother's shoes and run around the house and I thought it was great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or the makeup is there so you think, oh.
I don't know if I went as far as the makeup, Karen. I don't know if I went as far as the makeup now, in fairness.
Okay. Well, you know, it's just experimenting.
I know.
And... You know, I just leave them alone. Like, why do we have to go down? Like, imagine going into Smith and everything's everywhere because you can't have a pink aisle.
Will you? That isn't that the whole plan? Isn't that where we're heading? And it's not just that you can't have a pink aisle, but let's say a Barbie doll will have a picture of a boy playing with it on it.
But Smiths already do that in their catalogue.
Do they?
There's no boy on the box, but you get the catalogue and there's pictures of boys and girls playing with boys and girls toys.
Okay, well, I mean, look, that's not, it's no harm,
but
I suppose.
That's fine. Yeah. That's grand. But, I mean, stop forcing it on them. I'm not going to force my 3-year-old, very much boyish boy, to sit and play with Barbie dolls with his sister.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what he's into.
No more than you're going to force a little girl to go and buy remote-controlled trucks and diggers. And
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if she wants them, far away.
If she wants them, grand. Whatever they want, grand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop them. But don't force it on them either.
I think we have a duty, and I might sound really conservative and old-fashioned, right? But boys are boys and girls are girls, right? And we're very different, not just biologically, by the way, but sometimes the way we think, et cetera, et cetera, because we have a different makeup and we have different hormones and all sorts of things in our bodies. And I think we have a duty as a parent to raise a boy as a boy and raise a girl as a girl. Now, don't get me wrong, there are children throughout their lives who change, and that's fine too, and you should support your child in whatever they want to do. But in saying that, I think we do have a duty. You know, I've said this before, I loved the Hulk when I was 9, but I didn't go to my father and say, paint me green and inject me with something, you know? do you know what I'm saying? With steroids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't always listen to everything your children want. You have a duty to guide them in a certain way. That's your job as a parent, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think as well, you know, I think traditionally, and again, maybe I sound old-fashioned, and, you know, it's certainly my role. I am the mother. I am at home. I do the washing. I do the cooking and cleaning. That's what my kids see. And that's normal to them. And I think traditionally, that's the way it is. That's not saying that that's for every woman. Mm-hmm. And just because this is what I do, I have to go down the, you know, oh, my girl, my little girl should only play with a kitchen and she should only play with the little pretend washing machine and, you know, my boys shouldn't do that. But that's tradition, that's society. And, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, stay
and
there.
We fall into that all the time.
Well, stay there for a second because I want to bring Ross on as well. Ross, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Karen said just that.
Hi, Niall.
Yeah, well, Karen said that's just the way it is. Let's not force the issue here.
No, definitely don't force it. Like I said in my message there, I've three girls.
Okay.
And like I said, they're 9, 5 and 18 months. And like they are into everything.
Yeah.
They want little shotguns because they want to play a character from an Xbox game going out hunting. They have little shotguns and little handguns.
Yeah.
They want a workbench. The middle one wanted nothing but a Bosch workbench off Santa. She got a workbench with little drills, and they all play with it.
Yeah.
But they also have their Barbie houses and their Barbie teeth. If they ask for it, they go through phases. They get it. And then every now and again, they'd be like, oh, I'm fed up with the work of the Barbies. Can we put the Barbie house up and take down the workbench?
Do they have action men? Do they have any action men?
They have, actually, there's a remote control lorry and a remote control pink Jeep, a Barbie Jeep. They also have Hot Wheels.
Right.
It's the same thing. If they want to colour pictures, they get me to draw them a lorry or a digger.
Right,
if
okay.
You don't want me to draw you a fairy princess. No, no, no. Draw us a lorry or a digger. We want to colour in. But, like I said, they can do what they want. I'm not going to say, no, no, you're not.
Yeah, you never force the issue on them. Yeah, yeah.
Never, never, because it's mixed up, and I think the way they all are at the minute is healthy because they're not specific. The little shotguns and guns will go away.
Yeah. They're broad-minded. I completely agree with you. But this idea nowadays, and I've been saying to Karen there, like for example, we started off the conversation by talking about Benedict Cumberbatch, who I have a lot of time as an actor, by the way. I think he's great. But he wants to encourage parents to buy dolls and dolls' houses for their little boys to stop them. And I'm quoting him: stop them growing up as sexually predatory men.
Come here, look. Yeah, I did laugh when I heard that. I'm like, what is the man? What is the man thinking?
Yeah.
You know. Like,
Doctor Strange. He is Doctor Strange.
Imagine, like, I don't have a little boy, but just have nephews and that. And a lot of my friends have little boys. And if I had a little boy and he started playing with his sister's Barbie, I'd leave him off because he's going to.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be running out and buying him one just because he happens to be playing with it. Or I wouldn't be saying, if he said to me, I want an action man, I wouldn't be saying, now, would you not prefer a little Barbie doll? I wouldn't be encouraging him.
Exactly. No, like I said, it's what they want. But if he demanded a Barbie, I want a Barbie, I want this Barbie, I want the Barbie with the sports car.
Yeah.
I want this Barbie, the Barbie with the horse box. I'd be like, well, okay, whatever. But I honestly don't think there's many little boys will be that way.
See, I want to know, it's because this is in the news all the time, and this is what I'm thinking, Karen, here, right? And I'm trying to think outside the box. I'm trying to figure this out in my head constantly all the time. It's always in the news, right? And this kind of gender stuff that you talked about earlier on. I want to know who's talking about it, because I don't know anybody. And anytime I talk about it on the air, I've normal parents come on the show. I'm assuming you're normal, Karen, and Ross is normal. Normal parents come on the show. And they don't agree with this whole idea of forcing issues. This idea.
No, and keeping your baby's gender a secret because you're letting them decide.
Stop.
Stop.
That's
it's
cruel.
Just,
absolutely
it's
ridiculous.
With celebrity.
Yeah.
Celebrity influencers, okay, targeting younger girls who are under tablets or whatever, and not targeting, that's kind of wrong in a way to say that, but they're influencing.
Impressionable.
Well, it's not wrong, Ross. They are targeting younger girls.
Yeah.
These Instagrammers and influencers. Yeah.
Well, there is some ridiculous stuff out there, you know, like, they should be little boys and little girls till they get to, I think, 14, 15, you know, but then there should be no forcing, you know, like, times are changing.
Of course, be what you want to be who you want to be, etc., etc., etc. But yeah, but the basics are you're either a boy or a girl. Yeah.
But I agree. I've never had a conversation with any friends of mine who, you know, say, oh no, we only let her play with girl toys, or oh no, we're totally gender neutral. Like, just, I'm sick and tired of it. It's exhausting.
Yeah,
my kids have a playroom, and you wouldn't know if it was a boy's playroom or a girl's playroom. because I have boys and girls, and it's a free-for-all in there. Whatever they want. You know,
if you want, if the little girl wants a princess bedroom and the little boy wants a Harry Potter room with castles and guns, sure, let him at it. But don't
you? Dollhouse in there. Yeah. And what the lads do is they'll take the dollhouse down and they'll put the superheroes into it.
Right.
And the superheroes live in the dollhouse. So
yeah,
we should probably call it a dollhouse. It should just be a house.
Yeah, and it's kind of lads are very different to girls in the way they think, the way they play with the toys. You know, girls play with the dolls house of the girls and do little family things, and lads just want to set it on fire.
That's great.
Yeah. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Kathleen. Kathleen, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, Kathleen? Oh, Kathleen, sorry, hold on. I didn't switch you on there. Hang on. Oh, hold on now. I'll switch you on now. I do apologise. Sorry, Kathleen.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Niall. Yeah, I have six children, and the youngest are twins. Well, they're 31 now, but boy and a girl twins. And when they were small, you know, we had loads of toys of both genders, and the girl went immediately for all the little girly things and the boy went for the boy things.
Yeah.
Now, 28 years later, I have grandchildren and they're twins, a little boy and a little girl. Immediately, the boy went for all the boy things and the girl went for the girl things.
Mm.
You know, even though they had a choice, they could pick what they wanted to play with.
Yeah, they naturally gravitate. And I do believe it's in our DNA. I'm not saying it has to be the way all the time. It's not set in stone.
Now,
I do believe they gravitate towards certain things.
Yeah. Now, there was when my twin daughter was six, she had a birthday party for all the kids in her class. And one of the little boys bought her a present, and there was a Barbie doll. And he spent the entire party playing with the Barbie doll, and that boy is gay today.
From
the very beginning.
Yeah, but Kathleen, I'm just going to say, I don't think there's a connection with playing with Barbie dolls and being gay.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Certain, but it just happened that he gravitated towards that.
Okay, so you believe, you believe he was a more effeminate child anyway?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd be fair to say. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my little grandson is, another little grandson is a very feminine little boy, but he's not. He's not gay, like.
Okay.
You know, I think you're born that way. And
yes.
But no, there was a program there on monkeys recently, and this gender thing, and the little male monkeys went for all the male toys, and the female monkeys went for the female toys.
Yeah, I did watch some research in relation to 4-year-olds. Thank you for that, Kathleen. So 4-year-olds recently, and again they brought them into the room, and they believe these were children who hadn't been socially, or should I say, haven't been, I suppose there wasn't any social interaction with these children with toys in the past, in a way that these parents brought these children up quite neutral. And they were put into a room with toys on the floor, and they watched their behaviour, and they watched which toys they picked up. And they said naturally that girls were attracted to brighter colours and were attracted to the pinks and stuff like that. And naturally the boys were attracted to the darker colours, the blacks and the blues and the browns. And even with the toy selection, the girls were naturally attracted to girls that would be stereotypically more female, and boys were naturally attracted to toys that were stereotypically more male. And now, although there was exceptions, of course, they found that it's in our DNA, because it's to do with the hormones in our bodies and the way we feel. And girls tend to be a bit more, I suppose, sensitive than boys. Not always, by the way. There's some very sensitive boys out there, you know, and there's very insensitive girls, I suppose. Not everybody's the same. It's not set in stone. These rules are not set in stone. But generally, that's just the way it is, generally. And I think there's no harm if your kid wants to play with these toys. Let your little boy play with a Barbie doll. Let your little girl play with a truck if she wants to. That's perfectly fine. I wouldn't say stop them at all. But I certainly wouldn't be encouraging it, personally. I wouldn't, you know, if the boy says, I want an action man, I wouldn't say, man, Johnny, would you not prefer a Barbie instead? As Benedict Cumberbatch is suggesting. The number is 087-188-0008. What a messed up world we live in if we start doing that kind of carry on. Well, I see your messages coming in. Niall, I have to say I'm a big fan of Benedict Cumberbatch, but I think this is a disgraceful comment to make to suggest that boys will all end up being sexual predators somehow if we don't let them play with girls' toys. I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a complete exaggeration. And again, I say to you, if your little boy wants to play with girls' toys, let them play with girls' toys. Don't stop them. I told you I bought a little washing machine for my own son, a little ironing board. That's what he wanted. I have no issue doing that, but I'm not going to go out of my way to encourage it, because I have a duty as a parent to raise my boy as a little boy or my girl as a little girl. And later in life, if they decide that's not what they want, I wouldn't judge them for that either, and I'd support that as well. Oh, look at this one here. This is an interesting line of texts. This guy, that's Niall Boylan, that's me. Sorry, just in case you wanted to address me by my name in future. This guy, raise a boy as a boy, a girl as a girl. What age are you living in? 2022, as far as I remember. How about having a trans representation on the, in this conversation? I don't believe we need a trans representation to talk about toys and boys and girls. We don't have a duty to do that, by the way. P.S. He says, I'm married. A married man in a relationship with a woman. He's not qualified to speak on the matter. I am qualified to speak on the matter. Absolutely. I'm a man. Does that not qualify me enough to talk about a gender issue? The fact that I actually am a gender? I'm a man. I also have three children. I have two boys and a girl. And I've raised those children. So do I not have an opportunity or do I have a right to speak about how I raise those children? Of course I have. And he goes on to say, let's have some conversation with LGBTQ plus community in this conversation versus the standard white perspective. What is the white perspective? Are we now being racist about this as well? Anyway, look, we've asked you to come on if you want to come on, but you said no, he wouldn't come on the air with this guy, that's me, Niall Boylan, because I'd end up ripping into him. Well, Andy, you're obviously a very nice person because I prefer debate, to be honest, rather than ripping into people, but however. Emma, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Emma?
Good, how are you now?
Now, Emma, I mean, I'm all for let people play with whatever they want to play with, but I mean, this idea that somehow, you know, by encouraging boys or forcing them in some sense to play with dolls and dolls' houses, that we make them better men. Do you think that would be true?
I don't think you need to force anything. I think if they ask and they're inquisitive about the toys themselves, you just don't say no. I think it's more to do with the education side of it. You tell a child that a toy is a toy. It doesn't matter if it's pink or if it's blue or if it's girls or boys. It doesn't matter. A toy is a toy.
Should we try to force the issue with some sort of social construct? In other words,
because
the research has clearly shown that girls and boys are different and the things they gravitate towards are different. So should we try and force it, you know, to try and change society or something like that?
No, not at all. You go with the flow. You go with your child. Your kids learn things in play school. They pick up toys. They pick up the toys that their friends are playing with. Not necessarily a boy's toy for a boy or a girl's toy for a girl. They play with what their friends are playing with. It doesn't need to be gender specific. It just needs to be that everybody can play with whatever toy they like. You don't need to force the child to have one or the other.
And do you have children yourself, Emma?
I do. I have a daughter.
Okay. And would she normally play with girls' toys or as stereotypically?
Not typically, to be honest. No. And she dresses very tomboyish, we'll say. Like she's in track suits and she's in hoodies and runners most of the time.
Yeah.
I like it. Genuinely, we don't get people passing comments on how she dresses because she's a girl.
Yeah.
I do feel it's probably a little harder for boys.
Yeah, I think, you know, children tend to find themselves in the first kind of 16 years of their lives and they'll change. You know, I mean, I went through phases my own self. You know, you change even your fashions, etc., etc. So you tend to find yourself, don't you, in those years?
Absolutely, that's it. And it's about letting the kid explore a little bit. You can obviously hold the reins a small bit, you know, with in terms of how you
well, we have a duty
whatever.
To guide them, yes,
yes,
of course.
Absolutely. But you don't force anything. And you also don't tell them that they can't play with something because it's not suited to their gender. I just think that we're way past that now.
Oh, well, hang on for a second, because I want you to stay there, Emma, because Paul, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Say to him, Paul. Paul, you wouldn't let your son play with a Barbie?
Absolutely not, Neil.
Why?
Why wouldn't you?
Because
you have to... You have to enhance that masculinity in them to be a man whenever they're older.
So you want to nurture the masculinity?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's the same for the opposite sex. There's no call for this going down the road of... What's that Benedict Cumberbatch man? He's talking about introducing dolls' houses for...
Well,
for
yeah, boys. Encouraging parents to buy dolls' houses and dolls for their little boys to change their behaviour.
Their behaviour towards women?
Well, I would imagine so in later life, yes.
Well, you know, I teach my boys to respect ladies from a young age and young girls at school. And if they don't, they get a good cup round the ear like I got.
Okay, yeah, well, so if your little boy came to you and said, Dad, will you get me a doll's house?
No, absolutely not. No way.
And why? I mean, I when my son was young, he asked me to get him a little washing machine, which would always have been considered at the time to be a stereotypical girl's toy. I had no problem. I bought him a little washing machine. I mean, he grew out of it.
Absolutely. Washing machines 100%. I got the wee boy a kitchen at a stage of his life. Absolutely. Okay. But not a doll's house. Now, that's too much on the other side for my liking, you know.
And what damage do you think that would do to him?
What damage?
Yeah, and what do you think it would do any damage to him?
I'm not saying it will do damage. I'm not saying that, absolutely not. Like, you know, there has to be a cut-off point at some stage, surely. You know, if a wee girl was coming saying, listen, I want a Rambo or a...
Yeah, I mean, a wee girl, as you said, could ask for a Rambo or a set of guns or something like that, or a truck.
Well, I'm sure a lot of parents are going to think, what's this all about, like? You know,
hang on, just before I go into the break, Emma, there you go, there's Paul, exactly what you said you don't think parents nowadays would do, but Paul said there's not a chance he would buy a Barbie doll for his son.
I think it's an awful shame, to be honest. I think you may be stunting him a little, rather than, like, how is he supposed to grow up knowing that everything is okay as long as it's done safely? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand why you wouldn't let your child try these things rather than saying to him, no, that's not boyish or no, that's not girlish. It's just, it's kind of, you're very much stereotypical. You're just making it so that the child doesn't feel safe to ask for what they'd like. And what kind of upbringing is that then? It's just, it doesn't...
Paul, I understand the point you're making, but... I'm not suggesting for a minute if your little boy said, I want an action man, that you should encourage him and say, well, would you not rather a Barbie doll? But if he wants a Barbie doll or if he wants a doll's house, sure, fire away. What's the problem? It's not, I mean, they'll probably get bored of it after a while anyway.
I do think that. And I do think, you know, it doesn't need to be an announcement either. You're not going out on the street and saying, well, I just had to buy my son a doll house. It's not about that. And it's the old saying, the people who mind don't matter and the people who matter. Or don't mind, or whatever it is.
Something like that, I remember the saying you're talking about. Yeah. But just finally, Paul, because I have to wrap this up. So would you rethink it? Would you have a rethink about that? No? No?
I think I'm really thinking that I'm too, you know...
Old-fashioned?
On the one side with this conversation.
Yeah.
I respect all genders, all walks of life, everything. You know, it's not about not respecting or not growing up to be okay with all types of people, you know. It's just
you feel you have a duty with your young boy to raise him as a boy.
Exactly. Okay. As I say, teach that respect from a young age, especially towards women, because
but you should also teach your son compassion for the kids who do, for the boys who do want to have the girl things, because it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, and I get that too, and I think that would be important too. Sorry, Paul, I have to go to break and Emma, but I think that's an important thing too, that if one of his friends is playing with a Barbie doll, that he doesn't judge him or slag him or whatever it happens to be.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.